My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, shovels are a-clanking and shits a-flying as Davin and his scammer Belinda try to mend their ways. So listen and enjoy.
You loving me is not important anymore, she says. I go, love can't fix this, despite what Bon Jovi or Firehouse might say. I didn't write that.
So you're like, who is this Bon Jovian? Get me his email address.
It's always time for a bit, but sometimes no. All right, I got you.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah, right.
Usually I'm completely inappropriate and find the wrong time and place.
But I always say, always time for a bit, but even I know, no.
Right, yeah, never at this moment.
No, this is some serious bullshit right now.
Yeah.
We both got our waiters on.
Yes. Shovels are clanking and shit's flying, boy. Let me tell you.
Now, if this is a team, at this point, this has to be all hands on deck.
It is.
Yeah.
But shit, but the responses are coming back quickly. You know, it's not like Bueller.
I'll tell you, I was going to say, the person you're dealing with now knows their shit. They're very good.
Yeah, this person's good.
Very, very good. I mean, I think it's the best of the best.
I'd like to think they got the best of the best.
I think they do. I really do. I ain't gonna bullshit. I think they have the, you know.
Like I said a couple of weeks ago, two Brahma bullshits going head to head.
Well, I think they called in the regional manager on this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they got corporate, didn't they?
Sadly, there's nowhere else for us to go other than me. Well, we could bring Scott Walker in, and that would just end everything.
This would have ended months ago.
She goes, you loving me is not important anymore. I say, love can't fix this. Don't you think you should be with somebody who can hold you and be a father to your daughter? You came online looking for that. Instead, all you found online was a person who can realistically do little for you. Remember, she had told me she was looking for somebody to support her.
Yeah.
That's why. That was from her mouth.
Yeah.
Or key strokes. I go, here it is. There's a good chance I can never take this where I want this to go. My circumstances go from bad to worse. It is an unyielding hell in which I toil. You are my bright spot on many a day. If you want to be with me knowing all of this, then fine.
Is this her?
This is me.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Talking about the show.
I'm sorry.
Yes. If you want to be with me knowing all this, then let's keep going. Love was never, ever the issue. She goes, you are making this sound like I'm the only one who wants this. Don't you want to be with me like I want to be with you? This is non-scammer stuff.
This is a chick fighting with
her
boyfriend.
This is a chance to get out of where she is.
Yeah, but this is sophisticated.
It is.
This is
upper management.
Don't try to put lipstick on a pig. I mean, even though you got the
Sarah Palin.
But even though it's sophisticated, the end game is the same.
But or it could be genuine feelings. It could be. This is coming really quick.
Yeah.
You know,
there's probably somebody there feeding the lines as well. There's probably everybody
Wouldn't
gathered around
quick?
That computer. Everybody's probably, you know, reading it, maybe feeding the lines around the computer.
She goes, be with me like I want to be with you. Don't you want to be with me like I want to be with you? I do. But I might not ever be able to. When you found me, I had money and I was free. Now I am under constant surveillance as my wife's attorneys continue to dig for every little piece of dirt on me. They're going to find out about us. It is only a matter of time. When that happens, though, I will be divorced. I will have no means of coming to you. Are you prepared for that? If you want to walk through hell with me, then I will take your hand. I am telling you that you deserve better than the road that I made for myself ahead of me. Ultimately, the choice is yours.
Oh, basically, with your point about really quick, these people, whoever this is, probably dealing with a multiple bunch of people that they're scamming. They've got plenty of practice. So, you know, with answering questions, even though this is a different, you know, you're kind of different than, you know, probably everybody else they talk to, they still have a lot of answers, a lot of questions and stuff like that. It's like almost when you see like a comic that does crowd work. You know, wow, he's really good. He has a comeback. Yeah, because he's doing the same act every night coming back.
Right.
So basically, if you're getting,
you can't prepare for me. Because I put in so many twists and turns. You know, you can prepare for the guy who wants to hold on. You can't prepare for the bullshit.
The guy trying to break up.
I guess you could, but I guess maybe you could, but I've given so much.
Somewhere in Ghana there was going, boy, oh boy, he thought they had me, but I'm, you know, I'm very quick. They are, you know, they haven't dealt with somebody before, you know?
But they've never done, nobody's ever reported a video chat with a real scammer who was actively scamming them. All these people that I've dealt with, remember how they all betted against me?
Yeah.
None of them have ever had this.
No.
You know, where the scam was still on. They talk to a scammer maybe afterwards, where everybody's cards are on the table. I guess that could happen and everything. But where the scam was, when I video chat with her. And again, remember, she came to video chat with me, and I blew her off last time. Right. It wasn't like the chase that we've had.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, she went to video chat with you. But we didn't see, we didn't have the chat, and we didn't see what was going on during the chat.
I got to give her, well, we didn't see what's going on, but I got to give her credit for willing to video chat.
You know?
Yeah. I have to give her that credit.
I mean, let's say I go, we're going to meet with a big agent, and we're going to have this big meeting, and, you know, it's going to be major. Okay? Now, the meeting gets called off. We didn't get to have the meeting. You know, maybe the meeting was us going in there with crayons and a coloring book and drawing a horsey, the three of us. You know, we haven't had it yet. We don't know what it was about. You know what I'm saying?
And somehow we have all the soap powder to sell.
Yeah. You know? So, you know, the idea is this. The assumption it could have been something interesting. But till we saw what – we haven't seen what actually would have went on. Would it be the same thing where we think there's some guy feeding her lines? You know, is Kasha there? Maybe did she run away to go out and play?
You can't say, let's have a chat with Kasha and not know my answer. Kasha has to be there.
However, you know, you go on there. Where's Kasha? Oh, she had to go to her grandmother.
You know, you don't bring that. If you're
like
not going to bring the kid to the – and we've seen the kid. I've seen pictures of the kid.
If you're not going to put her on screen, you wouldn't suggest that.
I've seen pictures of a kid, proof of life with her. I love you, Davin.
Exactly. But sometimes they always throw a roadblock or a reason why something's not there.
Yeah, but you can't say she threw the roadblock, Joe. I threw the roadblock.
You threw the roadblock, but what I'm saying is this – you know, if you got there – you didn't get a chance to see what it was.
At worst, we would have seen the guy feeding her lines.
I understand that, but you were assuming. But what you're assuming is that she's going to be there with Kasha, and it's going
to
be nice.
She wouldn't have to lie on that day because I told her not to talk to me.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.